This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Linda Tellis goes by the name Lady Ace Boogie. She's a hip-hop artist and community activist from Grand Rapids. Her latest album is called Feel Good Music. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox talked with the artist about being a positive role model in the hip-hop community. I look back on the years I had lost as a kid. Mama's health wasn't good. Daddy did all he could. Made it hard for myself. I tried life on my own. Instead of asking for some help, man, I thought I was grown. Gave my life to the streets. Wasted so many years. Just thinking about my growth gives me so many chills. 'Cause 5 years ago, didn't even know my worth. I was destined to be a queen since the day of my birth. And all I need, it was another chance to prove it. Nothing will ever change unless you go out and do it. Once you go out and do it, don't you stop and be fruitless. Life will only happen if you shake it and move it, huh?
So Lady Ace, in this song you talk about living on the streets and that 5 years ago you didn't know your worth. Take us back to what life used to be like for you.
The best way I can describe that is really just kind of lost, you know, not really realizing my full potential. You know, I didn't have anybody to look up to. You know, all I had was what was in front of me. And unfortunately, that was the streets and that's it. So, you know, when I finally realized that getting out of that environment and putting myself around things that would allow me to grow, you know, I haven't stopped since then.
And so what does that mean, living on the streets? What was that like?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, you know, I was heavily involved with gangs. You know, I lived on the streets, you know, house to house. You know, I've slept on a back porch before. You know, it was tough. It was tough.
And you send a lot of positive messages in your songs. Let's take a listen to the song My Motto. Hoping you can relate to every word that I say. Influence positive things and encourage it to be great. And I'm hoping it's not too late to change the way people think. 'Cause everywhere that you go, it seems to be so much hate. Ain't got no love for you haters. Go ahead and do me a favor. I'm talking sooner than later. You gotta get out the way. Ain't got no time for your hating. And it ain't up for debate. And I think you mad 'cause I'm greater than what I was yesterday. Let's go. Work hard, stay focused, and be humble. Yeah, that's my motto. I'm about to change the world. Lady Ace, you have said that a lot of anger, especially with young people, stems from them not being able to articulate themselves.
Yes.
And so you're starting a program to help younger people express themselves in a positive way, and that's through their words, kind of like what you've done through your music. Tell me more about the program Youth Outlet.
So I was working at Cascade Engineering. I first started working there about 5 years ago.
And what's Cascade Engineering?
Cascade Engineering is a plastic mold injection manufacturer. And I met a guy by the name of John Longchamps, and he was fresh out of Kendall College, really creative guy. And we really hit it off right away. And, you know, I shared my story with him, just coming up and not having life skills and not having role models and not being able to articulate myself and all these different things. And so we got together, we put our brains together, and we said, all right, well, let's create something for the youth that will give them a platform to have life skills and to have creative skills. And so we got together and we created Youth Outlet. So our curricular modules is focused on presentation skills, articulation, self-esteem, emotional intelligence, giving kids the opportunity to have experience around the world as opposed to just their neighborhoods, and then also teaching them the creative problem-solving process.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of community outreach in the Grand Rapids area. You're also organizing an event right now in Grand Rapids that will help foster relationships with the community and police.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of tension between police and the African-American community in the U.S., and Grand Rapids has also seen that a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the incident that happened between some young African-American men and the police this year?
The most recent story was at Martin Luther King Park. There was a fight with a few teen males, and the police, when they were called to the scene, they immediately kind of had this demeanor of just get down, you know. And he pulled his taser out and had these young men, you know, on the ground. I think they were like 13, 14 years old, and that really upset a lot of people. So I decided to be a part of the community conversation that they held. I think it was like 2 days later, and it was the police chief, and then it was the third ward commissioner. They had facilitated this meeting, and two of the big things that I got out of that meeting was, one, there's not enough organized events at that park and in that neighborhood. Two, the people in the community don't know the people who are policing the community. And so I'm like, okay, you know, let's do something about that. And so I linked up with my friend J-Rob and DJ Choppy Blades, and we decided to organize this event. And we reached out to the Grand Rapids Police Department. We reached out to the director of Park and Recreations, and we've been meeting with them over the past month. Was able to create a great relationship with them. So the message that we're really trying to get across is that not all police are bad, but not all police are good either, right? So let's start building a relationship with the ones that are good and get rid of the ones that are bad, unfortunately, you know, or give them some type of training or coaching that will allow them to change their hearts and change their minds of their perception of people in the African-American community.
Mm-hmm. And you also rally behind LGBT issues.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a lesbian.
Yes.
And
you know, I don't really like to put labels on myself, but if I had to, it would be more of a pansexual. I'm not just limited to, you know, men or women. It's for me, it's all about the personality. It's all about the person. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. So pansexual,
yeah.
You rally behind LGBT issues.
Absolutely.
And you headlined the West Michigan Pride event earlier this summer.
Yeah, that was fun.
And you also started a campaign to put up a billboard showing support of the LGBT community in West Michigan. And that happened after a anti-gay billboard was put up. Can you talk a little bit about that billboard?
For sure. Yeah. So basically it was like people on the billboard, and it was like African-American, Latino, and they were saying things like, you're born this way, but you're not born that way, talking about, you know, being gay. And one of the things that stood out to me specifically was that, first of all, who are these people on this billboard? They don't represent the people of Grand Rapids, not the people that I've chosen to surround myself with. And I'm pretty present in the community. And so these people, we don't know you. So you can't put up a billboard and represent West Michigan, because you're not West Michigan. So we decided to start the campaign, the Love GR campaign. It started off as a campaign to basically raise money to outshine that billboard and put up more billboard and more marketing materials to promote love, equality in Grand Rapids. And so, unfortunately, we didn't reach our goal. We ended up getting a cease and desist letter from the city of Grand Rapids, actually, because our logo pretty much had the city logo. It was basically manipulated to be a heart. And unfortunately, they weren't happy with that. So we had to stop our campaign. We had to regroup. So we didn't reach our goal, but we're still going to make T-shirts for everybody. And we're going to shoot a music video, do it for the love music video, to show love equality in Grand Rapids.
How do you think Grand Rapids, or the west side of the state, has reacted to the Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide?
Anything that I've heard, you know, the people I surround myself with, it's been positive feedback. I think some people are, you know, I think they get confused that it doesn't really impact you at all. So, I mean, not to say people's opinions don't matter, because I think they do. I think it's important to have different perspectives. But in this particular situation, it's like, it has nothing to do with you, so why are you upset about it? So it's really a matter of just, again, changing people's hearts and changing people's minds through action, and not, you know, Facebook beef and going back and forth talking about what's right and what's wrong. So.
I'm speaking with Linda Tellis, known as Lady Ace Boogie, and let's take a listen to your song, Underestimate Me.
This is bigger than hip-hop, and rap ain't been the same since Biggie and Tupac. They tell me I'm a blow-up, they tell me that I'm hot, but if I never blow up, this music, it won't stop, cause it runs through my veins, and that won't change. My life was worth more than any fortune or fame. This music is my passion, ain't no fortune to claim. You rappers chasing money, we are not the same. I am so artistic, futuristic. Give credit to my guy, cause I know I'm gifted. My flow was so original, and did I mention, if I'm a little broken, then I am gon' fix it. Go ahead and underestimate me, cause all that's ever gonna do is motivate me, and now I understand why people love to hate me. I kill them with a smile, it's nothing to switch the style up, they got me like.
So Lady Ace, in a lot of the songs in this album, you criticize the hip-hop industry. You talk a lot about how artists are in it for the fame, and their lyrics focus on material things. Think about lots of money, big cars.
Yeah.
So in this song, you say hip-hop is broken, and you're going to fix it.
Yes.
How are you going to fix it?
I'm going to fix it through action and leadership. I think criticize might be slightly a strong word, but I struggle with the difference between hip-hop music and hip-hop culture. And, I mean, let's face it, the mainstream music, the rap music, has not really done a good job at promoting the hip-hop culture. So it's time to stop thinking just about ourselves and really give the people something more, you know. Take that same platform and do something positive with it.
I'm speaking with Linda Tellis, known as Lady Ace Boogie in the hip-hop world. You can see her perform on Saturday at the Pyramid Scheme in Grand Rapids. Lady Ace, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.